on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Yippee-yay! Is that what you're supposed to say?
Well, I'm going to break in and say yippee-yay. I'm glad you're back.
Yay! I am so happy to be back, Mr. Wingman. I missed you desperately.
And we missed you also.
And kudos to you, my friend, for managing, orchestrating, handling, and being a phenomenal Sandy Griffiths.
Well, I appreciate that, but you are a hard act to follow, and I was only a temporary substitute.
You know what? I enjoyed the show so much without me being there. I might want to have that every couple months,
I think your microphone is breaking up.
Anyway, great job, Mike. I'm so happy to
be back.
You know what? This week, leaving the house, getting dressed without jammy pants on, real clothes, lipstick, earrings. It was like the first day of school.
I was just going to say first day of school.
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited.
Good. Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. So I'm healing, I guess. I'm not quite sure. The cast is still on, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm sure it'll go just phenomenal.
I'm still scootering around, and all is good.
Good.
So good show last weekend with Arizona Modern Landscape. Cameron is such a genius.
He really helped make the show go well. He's very knowledgeable. Had great input, never a drop in anything. So he, kudos to him because he made the show work.
Happy to have him on. Great show, listeners. You can go to YCCA, go to Spotify, go to YouTube. We are all over the universe.
And Nathan should be happy with him.
Yes, should be. So we have a super show this morning. We are going to talk about how YRMC invests in community health and what they do to serve our community. We have one of the most spectacular human beings with us this morning, Mr. Mark Domingo.
Perfect.
Listeners, you are going to be whisked away.
That's a good description. And wow. YRMC, they are a wonderful, wonderful community partner, and we're going to learn why they are such a good partner because of people like him.
Absolutely. So we are lucky to have Mark in our life. We're lucky to have him with us, and we are just going to jibber-jabber the hour away.
Perfect.
So take us to break, and when we come back, we will introduce the world to a very powerful but humble man. Mr. Mark Domingo.
Sounds like a plan. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, it's 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever-so-valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, orange juice, or chocolate milk.
Perfect.
And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. You know, Mark, before we bring you into the vortex of life,
my friend, I am ready.
I do want to share over the airwaves and to Mike as well the number of emails and cutest get well cards and hope you're feeling better cards. I'm just amazed. So, listeners, you just brightened up my life. You made me stay strong and survive this challenge, and for that, I love you.
Well, well deserved.
Thank you. So our guest with us this morning, Mr. Mark Domingo, he is the YRMC, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, right, Mark?
Yes.
Director of Mission and Community Health.
Yes.
So what does that mean, my friend?
It means a lot. So this is a complete new role for YRMC with the recent affiliation with Dignity. Mm-hmm. And that is actually what pulled me to go to move to Prescott.
From? So,
from Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Woo-hoo. Shout out to all of the Vegas native who transferred here in Prescott. But that's what really brought me here is the vocation call of serving this community. I was once part of our sister hospitals in Las Vegas, Nevada, the St. Rose Dominicans. I served as the market manager for community health there for about 8 years. And then from there, this opportunity came up. And during my time in Las Vegas, I got acquainted with some incredible, passionate sisters, the nuns,
who
started the hospital there. And they cultivated my passion into serving the ministry and serving those most vulnerable. And it seemed like the stars were aligned and God's intervention opened up. And this opportunity here in Prescott became available and I jumped right into it.
And you know, and we all know the amount of vulnerability that we have in our community is overwhelming, Mark. Mm-hmm. It just tears your eyes every day when you see what's going on.
Yes, it's been 8 months for me since I moved here.
Perfect. Congratulations.
Thank you. No one kicked me out, so I'm so happy about that. Thank you, all of the community members that have been open and very welcoming to me. But I really enjoy it. It's a different definition of community. So within a urban community that is Las Vegas, you see different needs, you see different populations, and it's quite polarizing when it comes to living in Prescott. Mm-hmm. And I've just fallen in love with this community, and just the wealth of resources and passionate people like yourselves really dedicated into serving our community is so inspirational. And now I get to be part of that.
Yes.
So it's been exciting.
We're thrilled.
So just to let you know, you mentioned that you've been here 8 months.
Another 4 months,
you get your permanent residency here.
Oh.
That means no one can kick you out.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. I will save the date for that. And hopefully by that time, you guys can get rid of me no more.
So what do you see being here for 8 months, Mark, is one of the most stressors that we're faced with in our community? Is it homeless? Is it food? What do you see as the director of mission and community health?
Yeah, so certainly. So there's this community health needs assessment that the hospital participates in every 3 months, or rather 3 years, actually, to correct that. And then within that assessment, they have identified access to care, as well as healthy lifestyle and behaviors to be the top two priority areas that the hospital will address. And there's really some alignment in that with what I've noticed in the past 8 months is access to care continues to be a big issue, where as YRMC, we're taking on really great strategies and initiative to bring the best providers to our town here. Also, there's a lot of educational awareness that we need to educate our community on based on diabetes, all of these chronic conditions. More education is definitely needed and something that I've seen in the past 8 months as well. And housing, I think that's one of the big things that I've noticed is we just don't have enough housing resources locally here, and something that's been affecting, I think, our communities for quite some time now.
Now, I think that YRMC has done a great job in the past, and you being on task, my friend, we're going to do even a better job in educating our citizens that live here on the health programs, the support programs, like you said, the diabetes support, the Alzheimer's. Everybody needs education, and with our aging population, I think we really need that now more than ever.
And I think so, just to chime in, I think so, maybe more so here in this community than you'll find in other communities simply because of our demographics.
Right, I agree.
And that's part of the discovery I made in the past 8 months is that we are big on our senior communities. And I've always had a heart for our senior communities. I have a great relationship with my Lolo, which is grandfather in Tagalog. So my Lolo and I are very close. And every single time I miss him, I really look out in the community and see what I could provide to our older population as I would to my Lolo in the Philippines.
And along with that demographic comes some benefits. And that is that many of the retired people are very here here are very generous in their giving strategies.
Yes.
And so I think we benefit certainly largely from that portion of our residency.
We're certainly blessed by a lot of the generosities in our community. One of the things within YRMC is we're mission driven. So our mission statement stands for as Common Spirit Health, which is our parent company. We make the healing presence of God known in our world by improving the health of the people we serve, especially those most vulnerable, while we advance social justice for all. This is really what moves our organization. We stand on this pillar. Those words, those 35 carefully selected words, goes beyond just etched words on posters in our hospitals, but rather it's the decisions that we make. It shapes how we provide services and how we take care of our community. We're always driven by our mission. We're not here to make money off of people's health. We're not for profit, but really we're mission driven, and that's what really makes YRMC so special for our communities.
And Mark, like you just said, those 35 words are so simple, so challenging, yet powerful and humble.
Yes. Yes.
How do you make that happen?
There's a lot of ways. One of my favorite stories that I like to share that really depicts our mission statement is this story of this anthropologist. This anthropologist was studying a tribe in Africa, and on his last day, he had this excess amount of fruit basket, and he didn't want that to go to waste. So he called all the children in the tribe, and he told the children, line up in one side, and then he put the fruit basket on the other side. And then he told the kids, the first person to run the fastest and touches the fruit basket wins it all. So that's exactly what he thought that was going to happen, but he noticed something quite different. So once he said, go to the kids, all the kids started holding hands together. They all walked towards this fruit basket, touching it all at once, and they all shared the prize.
Wow.
And then this story is my favorite for two separate reasons. First one, it really serves this depiction of what serving the vulnerability is. The older kids who was lined up with the younger ones, they understood that the younger ones had no competition. They're not as strong, they're not as resourceful. So instead of using that advantage to win and touch the fruit basket, they held their hands and they walked towards, and they were able to advance social justice. And doing so, they really made the healing presence of God known.
Very powerful story, but very applicable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we have seen some of that happen even in triathlons and with triathletes.
Yes.
When one of them has fallen or failed to even take one step further, the other one is there to help them
to
across
help
the finish
each
line.
Other.
And to sacrifice their own standing
exactly.
in order to help their fellow man.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's the humanity piece in their mission statement. Another part of the story is when the kids were talking to each other, the anthropologist asked, you know, why did you guys do this? Did you know that the person that could have run the fastest won it all? The response from the kid was very touching. He said, Ubuntu, I am because of we. How can we be happy if we know someone else is going to be sad?
Right. Wow.
And that is a recognition of humanity, that we all have this shared talent and blessings that we've been given, and that is for us to share with others. Those aren't for us to keep to ourselves, but for us to really share, to push for the common good. That is the sentiment of what Common Spirit represents. That is what Dignity Health represents, and that is what YRMC represents in the community.
Perfect.
Mark, there are no other words. I'm so happy that we have at least 44 minutes with you.
Oh, that's
so listeners, we have to take a break. When we return, we will continue our conversation with Mr. Mark Domingo. Take us to break, Mike.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning, and thanks so much for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And of course, our stellar over-the-top members, right, Mike?
Absolutely, and without them, we would be rudderless.
Yes, I can't imagine me being rudderless.
The boat would just go in circles.
Okay, so have you heard the quesadillas?
I have not.
Mike, seriously.
I'm serious.
Okay, Mark.
Yes.
Do you know what a quesadilla is?
I had them yesterday. The food wise, right? We're talking about food specifically here.
That was on the right. You made the right call. However,
okay, Taco Bell was the feature. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air.
This is a Sandia. Okay.
So we have the most fabulous cicadas.
I've heard it.
By the look on your face, that means that you're not totally in love with that sound, that chirpiness.
That chirpiness is it's not quite a melody of my favorite music, but it is there.
Mark, I love that sound. So I call them quesadillas instead of cicadas.
Oh, I love that, Sandy. I might join you in starting.
Perfect. Perfect.
Change the terminology.
Yes, absolutely.
And if people question it, just say it's a Sandyism and just let it go with that.
I love them. They're just chirping like crazy.
And you don't eat them as well. Right.
Oh, absolutely
we
not.
We don't put it in quesadillas.
No, I'm not.
This is a health program. We don't need to go there.
Let's talk about, I know that YRMC, they have implemented numerous new clinics throughout our community.
A bounty.
And for that, we are eternally grateful. So share with our listeners, Mark, what some of those communities are and how they've been developed to access to the need of our citizens.
Yeah, I think it's so vital that we have these primary care ambulatory settings where it's all about prevention. And there's so much more of these facilities scattered throughout our communities, like Yale Gardner, as well as Lee Boulevard, that we recently opened just around the corner here. So folks from Prescott and Prescott Valley can have an increased access into that primary care setting. It's all about prevention. So being able to access a primary care or a nurse practitioner with the same strength and the same knowledge can become the key for you becoming the healthiest version of themselves. So there's this data that I've seen online where for someone to achieve their optimal health outcome, to be the healthiest version of themselves, 20% is access to care only, but the 80% really consists of addressing other social determinants of health. So though, if you don't have access to transportation, if you don't have access to food security, if you don't have access to housing or your educational background, those are what's going to prevent you from achieving the height of your health, optimal health outcome. So really addressing those are vital for our community, and that's where community health comes into play. Community health can be summed up into my favorite quote. I have a lot of those in my Rolodex. And then the one that I like to use today is, if our hospital beds are full, that means we failed.
Correct.
So that speaks capacity of the hat that I wear within YRMC, making sure that our health of our communities is at their optimal height and outcome, that people don't have to go into our hospital beds.
So how do we do that, Mark, because of the environment and the social factors taking place that affect all of us? The price of food, the price of health insurance, the price of gasoline, housing is continually on the rise. Those are stressors. And how do we manage all of that and still try to stay healthy and happy?
Yes. That has been the resilient question for public health upon decades and decades and decades. And we do our best within the public health space, the community health space, to really raise more awareness and see there's always strength in numbers. Collaboration is one of our values within Common Spirit Health. It is also something that we desperately practice all the time in the community health setting. Just this morning, we met with Leslie Horton from Yavapai County.
Love Leslie.
She is incredible.
I know she is. Leslie, we love you.
We love you. She's such a pillar in the community.
She is.
And we developed this partnership between YRMC and the county to really understand what are the forecasted changes that might affect healthcare. What programs do we need to develop to address the needs of our communities, and seeing how we can improve the health outcome of our communities. So collaboration and partnership has always been key to address that resilient question of what do we do with everything increasing and changing constantly. It's being able to take the partnerships and putting a principle period on that as a priority for our community members.
If we could, I'd like to go back for just a second and have you explain in the satellite locations that you've opened up what all services they perform, because I live right across the street, and I have people from time to time say, great, we're glad to see that open. What all do they take care of? And I say, well, what do you mean, what do they take care of? Well, if I cut my hand, do I go there? Do I go to the hospital? If I'm feeling like I've got the flu, do I go there? Do I go to the hospital? What all services do they perform?
With the medical group, the Yavapai Medical Group, they provide primary care settings. So it's going to your annual visits. It's making sure that you have an appointment at least twice a year with your providers and doctors
so they can do some lab draws. Oh, so now how many of us have failed at that? I mean,
numbers don't lie, and we need to know those numbers.
Mike, when was the last time you went to the doctor?
I hate to tell you this, but it was within the last 3 months.
Oh,
wow. Oh, you're far in advance, Mike.
Yes,
that's really
way
good.
To go.
Now, before that, I don't want to admit.
Good point,
excellent,
Mark.
Excellent. And then they provide really the numbers that we need to see as our cholesterol numbers within the means. Do we have our diabetes or pre-diabetes number aligned? Mm-hmm. It's really checking about your anatomy and what's been changing over time and having a support system behind you that is the primary care providers and nurse practitioners.
So with my Achilles repair and tear, the cravings and the desire for chips and crackers, I was like a carb girl. I mean,
well, try to, your go-to, Sandy?
Try to take away my chips and my crackers, okay, and you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
However, that desire, it's gone. I was without it. I didn't need it. You didn't feel like eating, so it has left your aura and your... I don't need cheese and crackers anymore.
So you're back to pizza and wine?
I'm back to vanilla ice cream, pizza, and wine.
There you go. The trio.
Yes, I know. So speaking of food and trios, Mark, I know that last weekend the YRMC, because you so invest in the community, you were at the farm to table,
yes,
at the Prescott Farmers Market.
Yes, I still feel full from that experience over today. We were one of the proud sponsors for the Farmers Market, and they do such incredible job when it comes to addressing food insecurity,
yes,
for a community. They're also collated with the Miller Lot. So they are posted at our parking lot every Saturday, mm-hmm, and they provide excellent service and excellent food for our community. And they had wonderful chefs from the farmers market be part of this event, and they were sampling different food. I must admit, I went 5 times in the dessert aisle.
Five.
Yes.
Well, but I need to stand up for him being a dessert person.
There are
different
was rampant.
Dessert entrees that you have to sample each one so you can
compare.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay.
And then I dropped multiple ones in my stomach, and I needed to retry it again and again and again, and it was such an incredible opportunity.
Did they recognize you and say, sir, you've been through our line now 12 times? What... Are you want another one, Mr. Domingo?
He's also a master of disguise.
So. I was wearing my sunglasses at one point, and then I took off my jacket just so they changed the perception of
me. Perfect, perfect. So it was a well-received event then, and
excellent.
Thank you to YRMC for going above and beyond to support our community. Listeners, we have to take another break, and when we return, we're going to talk more with Mark Domingo, Director of Mission and Community Health for YRMC.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, congratulations. You are tuned into Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. You know, today's Saturday. If you need to leave earlier, you just tuned in. We have a replay tomorrow morning, Sunday, same great stations. So you get to listen to us and Mark Domingo twice.
So therefore, same
wow.
great program.
I know, Mark. What do you think about that?
It's exciting. Thank you. I feel blessed.
So let's talk about the community health workers.
Yes. So that model is quite new. back in Las Vegas, I was overseeing about 20 community health workers where we partner them up with at-risk populations. So patients living with HIV, those who are uninsured, the most vulnerable populations in Las Vegas. And when we partner a community health worker with that patient population, we saw great success in them achieving great outcomes in their health. People are much more motivated to access the resources in the community. They felt represented. They felt seen. And that's really what the staple of what community health worker does. They are folks with lived experiences, folks who have a passion in serving others. Community health workers really address education for our community members, finding a way where they truly understand what we're trying to educate them on, because often some providers and clinicians, they have great descriptions on health and how to take care of people. But really, when you have a community health worker that had the same experience, like they have diabetes and they've experienced what diabetes can affect in their lives and their bodies, they could then be a better educator. And that's what community health workers, one of their skill sets are.
So they're an educator and not a preacher that you need to change your food eating habits right now.
Right.
You know, you're on the road to destruction.
Yes.
Okay.
Not like that.
Oh, perfect.
They really see the patients really eye to eye.
Okay.
And they say, we understand that, you know, perhaps you have financial instability right now. Let me show you where else you can access food. Let's go to Manzanita Outreach for that resource. Let's work with the farmers market for that resource. They really go in a different layer of support. In addition to the education, they're also connecting and networking with all the other community-based organization and social services in our community. So if they identify that you have transportation access that you need and you don't have perhaps transportation to go to your medical appointment at, you know, Gale Gardner for your primary care visit, the community health worker will assign that. They will find a community resources so you have access to transportation services for your medical appointment. They walk you hand in hand for that resource.
So are community health workers, Mark, volunteers or are they paid?
We recently hired one. So shout out to Jonathan Gibson. He's the
Perfect.
Very first community health worker within YRMC. This is, I think, his fourth weekend, and he's doing such an excellent job getting the word out in the community. The project that he's going to be specifically working on is working with those using substance abuse. So in the emergency department, often we see patients who are, you know, drug seeking perhaps, or those who are ready to find help and support. Mm-hmm. We want John to partner up with those patients to get them to the care that they need. So whether it's medication management, working with Polara Health, working with Spectrum or Southwest, it's finding those resources so they can achieve what their goals are and they could start seeking intervention to get away from using substance abuse. And that is going to be a critical component within our emergency department and also part of the conversation that we had with Leslie about partnering for behavioral health and seeing what else we could do for our community.
You know, that community health worker is so vital and instrumental because if you give, I don't care what the discipline is, whether it's diabetes, drug use, or anything, if you give them instructional information in a pamphlet form and send them on their way, the chances of that success are severely diminished.
Right.
If you have somebody literally holding their hand and saying, I'm going to help you through this, world of difference.
Yes.
World of difference. And your chance of success just skyrockets.
Yes. It's an extra layer of support. And we've seen the success in multiple different patient population. And I'm very passionate about the community health worker program. So I'm thrilled that YRMC have invested into CHWs and the impact that they can have in multiple different patient populations.
So how do you, Mark, then decide which programs should be a pilot for community health workers? Because we need so much help.
Yes. So we always go for the needs of our community. That is also where the calling goes as a mission leader and a community health director, is you always want to see and evaluate what are the highest needs of our community. And right now, what we're seeing is those utilizing substance abuse and opioids in our emergency department. We're seeing disparities in providing care and services for them. So being able to have a community health worker be an additional support system besides the incredible, you know, providers that we have and the nurses that we have in the emergency department, let's add on a multidisciplinary approach that is a CHW. and see the impact of them when it comes to implementation.
So are your CHWs all going to be in-house IE employees, or will you have volunteers that fill those positions also?
For now, it's a paid position because they do incredible work and they take a lot of commitment into working with specialized population. One of the things that they do as well is they do home visits. Hmm. It's after the patient has been discharged, let's connect a community health worker so they can see the environment that you live in. And from there, they get a better assessment of what the needs are. Right? And maybe perhaps when they do a home visit, they see that there's a lot of fall risk happening at home, and that's something that they could address. Maybe they have hoarding issues that's happening that they could, you know, support. I think health always happens at home initially. And if a community health worker can visit your home and see your home and there's that partnership, health can be improved in many, many ways.
Yeah, and that applies to people that we work with every day. For example, Sandy, before she was let out of the hospital, we had to go through her house and de-shoe it because she has so many shoes.
That is so not
massive
true.
Massive lots of shoes.
Yes. I had to pick up all my shoes. They're all tucked away, so there's no tripping hazards with my scooter and my shoes. Oh, how funny. What about, I know that you briefly, earlier on in our conversation, Mark, we talked about briefly housing is in need, mm-hmm. and it's a stressor for our community. So YCCA, along with YRMC as a sponsor, Pinnacle Bank, Fain Signature Group, Wecom Fiber, we have some others. We're sponsoring an Arizona Town Hall November the 12th to talk about housing, the needs, an assessment. What do we do? Where do we go? And how can we provide affordable housing for so many of our precious community people that live here? Mm-hmm. So we're kind of working hand in glove with you without really being a community health worker.
Yes.
Talking about housing.
And that's so important. I mean, if you look into Maslow's hierarchy, having the foundation of just a roof over your head is such an important piece.
Absolutely.
If you don't have that safe, stable housing, how are you addressing all the other things that you have to address? So it becomes this really foundational need. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that there's folks like yourself who's really spearheading this for our community and seeing the need and addressing those needs.
So I expect to see you at the table, my friend.
Yes. You can count on me and Penny as well.
Yes, Penny will be there for sure. So listeners, we have to take a break. Mike, lead us off. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation about how YRMC is investing in community health.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, having a great conversation with Mark Domingo, and we will continue to educate ourselves as well as you, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, good morning, and again, from the bottom of my Achilles tendon. That's all the way at the bottom of the foot. Thank you for tuning into Hammer Time. We love bringing you great programs such as this morning, talking about YRMC, how they invest in community health. And seriously, Mark, I had no idea. I knew YRMC was an investor in the community, but to do what you're doing, I'm shocked. I had no idea that it was that voluminous and so much.
Yes.
So kudos to YRMC and
thankful
to them for bringing you to our community.
Yes, I'm very blessed. We have an incredible executive leadership team, Dr. Torres.
Love Dr. Torres. Yes.
Fearless leader in our community who's also such a huge advocate for serving those most vulnerable and advancing social justice for our community. So having a leader like Dr. Torres really sets this pathway for us to commit more in our community. Mm-hmm. And just having him as a boss myself has been so inspirational. So very, a huge blessing in my life.
Well, and it has to start at the top with the corporate support as well as your leadership support. So it's quite obvious with the plans that you have in mind and that the system has in mind that support is absolutely rock solid. Mm-hmm.
So what can we do as a community and as individuals to help grow the community health awareness and needs? What can Mike do? What can Sandy do? How can we become involved and take this grassroots and just take it to the universe? What do we do?
There's a couple ways. One of the things I do want to feature and highlight is the volunteer services. We have an incredible, generous group of volunteers who are part of our community donating their time. I mean, time is one of the most valuable things, one of the aspects in our life that we really try to hold dear on. And we have more than 300 volunteers in both campuses, East Campus and West Campus, donating and committing their time to make our ministry a better place. So
these are the lovely folks, the men and women.
Wearing the purple shirts.
Yes, that greet you when you walk in and you ask for directions and you say you're lost.
Yes, and they are very generous into showing you to, you know, wherever location you need to go to. And we are always looking for more volunteers. That is a big component of our ministries, having a volunteer service that is very just expansive and as well as very committed into furthering our mission. So to all the viewers out there, if you would like to be a volunteer for our hospital, I definitely urge you. And from there, you can be an advocate for the amazing things happening in both community health and our hospital too. The other thing that I want to highlight is our fall symposium. Very excited about this.
Super.
So this has happened a while ago. COVID put us kind of a pause on it. So we're resurrecting this symposium, a fall symposium happening on October 17 at the Jim and Linda Lee Theater at the Yavapai College. The event is going to be from 9 to 4, but we have several options for everyone. You could do the morning clinical track, which is going to be from 9 to 12, and this is where we're going to introduce all of the technological advancement that's been happening in our hospital. So we have the Da Vinci robot that does an exceptional job when it comes to surgeries, general surgeries, making things much more effective and efficient for the surgeons. We also will feature the Mako robot, which is a incredible robot when it comes to the ortho surgeries. And then we have this incredible microscope that we recently purchased that makes things much more effective and efficient for surgeries. And all of these technological advancements are going to be featured during this clinical track in that morning time. And then the afternoon from 1 to 4, folks can then hear all of the community partnership and why collaboration is this beacon of hope for our community to address the public health issues that we're facing or we're going to face. So that's where it's really vital for us to see who are the partners investing into the community health.
We have
Polara Health, we have Leslie Horton from Yavapai County, and also we have Yavapai College as an incredible workforce for our clinicians, the nurses, and those who want to enter the medical field. They're this really great network that we build between the hospital and Yavapai College and some other incredible features that we're going to be presenting. That is going to be, again, on October 17th to all of our viewers. Right now, we are looking into about 100 to 200 people in that seat, so hopefully we can accommodate that. There's this beautiful theater over there that we're hoping to sell a full ticket on. So again, it'll be a great way for the community to be aware of the advancement in technology as well as invest as well on the collaborative partnership that's been happening within those agencies that I mentioned in the hospital.
No, is this a ticket issue that they need to apply for in advance?
It is. So it's a free ticket. We are covering all the costs. We're very, very blessed to provide that. This is going to be ran through the Yavapai College. Mm-hmm. They will be handling all ticketing affairs and everything, and folks can select whether they want to do the morning time or the afternoon time, or if they love it so much, they could stay the entire time and be part of that symposium.
But it is free. However, they do need to contact the college so that you folks can make accommodations for the number of people. So
that is correct.
Perfect.
And how do they register, Mark? Where do they go to sign up?
They can go right into the website of Yavapai College.
Perfect.
It's Jim and Jimbaland Lee Theater, and from there they could select the different options, the three different ticket types again.
Super.
The morning time, the afternoon time, or the entire day.
And you are going to be there the entire day.
I will be there the entire day and the day before.
Perfect.
A lot of exciting things.
So October the 17th is what day of the week?
It is on a Friday. So if you want to have even a happier Friday.
Yes, yes. You don't have to go to the
calendars.
Office. Yes. So Symposium YRMC. Listeners, take advantage of this October 17th. Go to the Yavapai College website,
yes.
And then the information is there to sign up. It's a free event, and oh my gosh, I'm so happy that this has been resurrected.
Yes, me too. I think it's such a great way for us to introduce or reintroduce all of the advancement happening within the hospital and just healthcare in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think folks are very curious to understand what are the newest, latest, and greatest happening, and that's what we're going to provide to our members.
But it's important to get that information out that the latest and greatest is available right here.
I know, in Prescott.
Yes, right in our
locally,
hospital.
You're right, Mark. We have had such advancements in the healthcare.
Yeah.
I mean, right here, mm-hmm. in our little community.
Right. Exactly.
We are world famous. So, Mark, are you available to the public for questions, or do you stay pretty much behind a door?
I go everywhere and anywhere, Sandy.
Oh, so perfect. Okay.
One of my favorite things is to be part of different outreach activities.
Okay.
So there's several different outreach events happening in September. I feel like Saturdays are all fun-filled. I want to just give a little shout-out to some of those organizations. So we have the Prescott Chambers actually this weekend hosting a fall event at the Pine Ridge Marketplace.
Yes.
So we have an amazing health fair there, an amazing fair of different businesses. So please visit that this weekend on Saturday. I believe it's from 10 to 3. So if you need a fun activity to do, come visit the mall and we'll be there as one of the health sponsors. The following week, I believe, is Hope Fest.
Yes, yeah. You're right.
Is going
so you'll be there,
at the courthouse.
Yes.
Where we'll be there as well, so it'll be a great way. And then another event is the Alzheimer's Walk. So
mm-hmm.
so we'll be present in the Alzheimer's Walk as well in Prescott Valley in the Civic Center area.
Very
That's
cool.
always been my favorite, is to really interact with the community, talk to people. And so I love being out in this community, but also I'm quite tied to the desk as well at times, but I do try my best to get out there.
I don't know. I think you find your way through some food lines every now and then, Mark.
Especially if it's dessert.
Yes, especially if it's dessert. So I have this idea, Mike. YRMC and Mark, they need to be at our home show in April.
Absolutely.
To have a community healthcare booth there. Mm-hmm.
We would love that.
Answer questions,
what you do
betcha.
And answer questions and reach out to the community. So I am signing you up, my friend.
Perfect. We will be there.
Free, no charge.
No charge. Can I at least have some dessert, perhaps?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll take good care of you. So listeners, Mike, Mark, and me will be right back to wrap up Hammer Time. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Mark, this was real joy. It was excitement. It was everything all-encompassing to share with our community about what YRMC is doing for health initiatives and to educate our citizens. So you, my friend, thank you for being with Mike and me.
Thank you for having me. I'm so sad that our time is about come to a sunset.
We'll have to do it again for sure.
Yes, please.
So how can our listeners, where can they go to find find out more information about some of the protocols, the classes, how they can volunteer, what is that website link for them, Mark?
Yes. So to all of our listeners out there, you can access our webpage at www.yrmc.org. You could access the different services that we provide. You can see a directory of the specialty doctors, where the primary care is at, where to see the available community health classes, where volunteer services can sign up. It really is all in one. It's very comprehensive into all things YRMC. So again, that webpage is www.yrmc.org.
Perfect.
Super.
And don't forget the symposium, October 17th, 9-4, Linda and Jim Lee Theater at Yavapai College. Sign up. It's a free event. Go to the college website. Listeners, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. Wear your seatbelt. Don't speed. And eat your leafy greens.
And dessert.
Perfect.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.